the state takes big oil and gas companies to court. This is the Environment Report. I'm Rebecca Williams. The state of Michigan alleges energy giants Encana Oil and Gas USA and Chesapeake Energy worked together to get cheaper prices to lease land to drill for oil and gas. Michigan's attorney general filed charges against the companies earlier this month. Yesterday, the companies were arraigned on conspiracy and antitrust violations. Michigan Radio's Lindsay Smith is here to talk about the case. Hey, Lindsay.
Hey, Rebecca.
So I understand the charges are only a couple of misdemeanors, but there's a lot of buzz around this case. Why?
Well, the feds are investigating the same allegations. So how this case works out at the state level could be an indicator of charges these companies might face at the federal level. The other reason is that if the allegations are true, the state probably got cheated out of a bunch of money.
These allegations go back a few years. So refresh my memory. What supposedly happened?
4 years ago, oil and gas companies were all excited about this area in northern Michigan where gas reserves were discovered. Gas companies wanted to secure the rights to the land so they could be the ones to get the gas out of the shale and presumably make loads of money getting the gas to the market. The state held an auction in May 2010. It offered drilling rights on almost 120,000 acres of public land in northern Michigan, and there was a bidding frenzy. The average bid per acre ended up being $1,500, which frankly is insane when you consider it's by far the highest price ever paid for drilling rights on public land in Michigan. I mean, that one auction, Rebecca, brought in $178 million. That's almost as much as all the revenues from all the leases from 1929 to now combined. Patty Burkholz was a state senator at the time.
I remember some of the people from the DNR came to me. They said, "You're not going to believe the prices we got this year." I mean, they were totally shocked, too. Now, it was the beginning of the gas boom, so it was not unexpected that the monies would go up. It was unexpected that they would go up that high.
It was right after that auction that the alleged conspiracy happened, right?
Right. So props to Reuters news agency here. They broke a story on this a couple of years ago when they managed to get copies of a bunch of emails between high-level executives at both Chesapeake Energy and Encana. Reuters says the emails show executives at the gas companies may have decided to play nice and split up which areas they wanted to lease ahead of the next public auction in Michigan that year. That way they wouldn't go into that bidding frenzy and drive up the prices to that crazy high level again. But who knows? It may have just been a bubble. Either way, at the next public auction just 5 months later, the average price per acre went back down to a much more normal $35. That's like having a 97% off coupon from the previous auction.
We should mention both companies are adamant that they did not break any laws.
Absolutely. And both declined to comment for this story, as did the state attorney general's office. And that's why I ended up talking to Patty Burkholz. She's now the West Michigan director of the League of Conservation Voters. The League and others are pretty disappointed because the money the state makes from these auctions supports parks, recreation, and conservation efforts.
I mean, if Reuters' numbers are correct, it's $200 million. You know, that's a lot of money. And it should be a big deal to every citizen of this state.
Even if the companies are found guilty, they'd face up to $1 million fine, which could still be a heck of a lot cheaper than what it may have cost the companies if they got into another bidding frenzy over the drilling rights.
All right. Thanks for the update, Lindsay.
No problem.
And that's the Environment Report. I'm Rebecca Williams.